Hey everyone, and welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Berg, and with me is Brian and Lou.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Son of a bitch.
No, it sounds like Phoenix. This is A Squad.
That was actually ingenious.
Sitting right here.
With me is Giant Shock and Max Barracuda, as always. Bruce Bonerman's back on the show.
What up, folks?
And I guess now we're going to dive right into what we're playing, because we got a kind of lengthy show. Max, what are you playing right now?
All
right.
I schooled Shock over there in Injustice for a little bit.
And, yo, I was playing all right against you. Come on.
You know, 2 out of 10.
Anyway. I wish I was around to have a little piece of that.
Pete actually said you play like his little sister.
Yo, but man.
Majority of my week, though, Resident Evil 6.
Okay.
Finally got to sit and devote a little time to it. Hated it at first. Now I beat the first campaign. It's playable.
How many campaigns are there in that game?
3 that you could choose from initially.
There's 3 playable character storylines?
Yeah, but each storyline has 2 playable characters, too.
Really?
Who are the characters? Is it Chris? Is it Leon?
Chris and some new chick. No, some new dude is with Chris. Okay. Some new chick is with Leon, and then it's Ada Wong has hers. I think that's a hidden one at the end.
She always has a hidden one.
And then the last one is Sherry Birkin. Remember the little girl?
The little girl, yeah.
Her grown up.
Okay.
And some dude who turns out to be Wesker's son.
Gotta have Wesker.
They spoil that right away.
Did Wesker have the son after he had the T-virus? Or
yeah, he's the reason that everything's going on.
Did he show up with like white blonde hair and glasses?
No, he's shaved head.
Oh, so that would give it away, though, if you walked in and it was like bleach blonde hair. Like,
he spoke very dramatic.
That mad of...
Wearing his father's leather coat.
Yeah, the duster.
The red eyes. How is it?
I hated it when I first got it. Mm-hmm. It took a lot to get into it. And then when you start getting into more Resident Evil kind of portions of the game, where you're actually in a city that's going to hell, right, then it's more fun. They got rid of puzzles, which sucks. Zombies are too powerful, which it takes a lot of getting used to.
That's like Resident Evil 1. The zombies were super powerful. It was like Superman was coming right
out. Well, remember how Resident Evil 4 and 5, you had a little strategy. Guys are running at you, you shoot them in the knee, and they drop, and then you shoot them. These are zombies. You could shoot them wherever the fuck you want. But you got to shoot him in the head to kill him, and it takes 7 headshots per zombie.
They got rid of the knee shot, though? Dropping you?
They just stagger a little. They don't...
Okay.
And they fly. Zombies fly.
The first one, the zombies were pretty much bullet sponges. You couldn't really aim.
No,
that was rough.
Still, like, this, even with the aiming capability, it's hard to get a headshot. You'd think they'd utilize it.
The first one was like, pop your handgun and pray that the thing went down.
Aim up somewhat when it got close.
In the first game, in the first series of games, you didn't have 30 of these sons of bitches coming to you in a flaming helicopter. Like,
no, you had 2
because this game is so cinematic that it's ridiculous. Like, and the writing is horrible.
Like big blocks of just watching something.
I'm so sick of that.
Hit a button at the right moment.
I hate when they make you watch something for like 5 minutes and then hit X. It's like, what?
That's becoming a lot more prevalent.
That's obnoxious. Stop putting cutscenes in.
And it's the first 45 minutes of this game, just cutscenes.
See, I don't
interact with, and it's shit. Like, if you're keeping track, you want a fun drinking game, play Resident Evil 6 and take a drink every time a character should have died during a cutscene. Because they're in a helicopter, they get hit by a train that goes into a building, and they just kind of fall out of it.
Okay, like, that happens every day.
They land on
what's wrong with you?
The game should be called Resident Evil. Convenient platforms. There's always like a window washer thing.
A ledge or something like that they're grabbing onto.
I remember the first game, those interactive cutscenes, I encountered them was Resident Evil 4 when that boulder came at me. And I'm like watching and I was like, why is this guy not jumping out of the way?
But in this one, they take it to a ridiculous level. Like, it's insane.
I guess they're trying to take it back to the series.
No, they're further away from the series than they've ever been.
Mm.
Well, the last one, Umbrella Corporation, went down, right?
Oh, but now
when
we have...
Wesker went down, too.
Wesker dies. Yeah, this one we have Neo Umbrella, a terrorist organization.
Neo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not the hugest fan of the name.
It's stupid. No, the writing is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing but bad one-liners that don't translate well from the Japanese.
So what's good about this game?
When you actually get to play in it and you're in some of the funner boards... Okay. I'm talking, there's a part where you're actually in China, and a bomb goes off that releases this gas that just turns everyone into zombies. So you're in the beginning of the apocalypse. That part's badass.
Because
you're just blasting, by then you have some guns, too. So you're blasting zombies, jumping from roof to roof.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Bruce, what are you playing?
I'm actually playing a different game today than I'm normally playing, but I just got into that old, new Assassin's Creed, the Revolutionary one.
3.
couple months behind. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3 with Connor?
That was a fantastic game, man.
Fucking rocking and rolling, man.
It was a great game.
Killing redcoats left and right.
I think one of the biggest things they had improvement, I mean, I don't want to go too much into it, but like the whole killing and trapping of animals was so much more fun in that than Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought they did that like way better.
I liked just shooting at animals from horseback in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, there were so many ways that you could trap the animals. Yeah. I thought it was like
jumping from the trees. Yeah, yeah, like I liked all that.
That shit was super, super sweet. The bow and arrow's cool.
Yeah. Red Dead had those super animals every once in a while, like that super wolf or something. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
going after the legendary hunts.
Giant bear.
I really like that. I wish they would have done that.
The spotted jaguar and shit.
Yeah, those were awesome.
How far are you in? Like 25%?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I just built the boat.
I don't want to ruin anything, but I don't know how to put this. Have you been introduced to the character Connor yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're past being...
He said he was starting to build the boat.
I already built the boat.
Oh, he built the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got the cannons. Had my first...
Oh, so you're in it.
I got my sea legs and shit, bro.
Nice. All right. Giant, what are you playing?
Well, what I'm playing is not that interesting. It's still Injustice. I just moved into a new house with... some people.
You don't actually have to play something new every week.
Well, I introduced the game to them, and we had a lot of fun a couple nights this week just going through it. And they're like, "Oh, the Joker's in this game! Oh, the Flash!" And I was like, "Then they're like, who the hell is Shazam?" But we had a lot of fun doing that. But actually, I wanted to just bring up something I watched this week, just because that's more new and I haven't talked about it a thousand times before on the show. I watched the movie Noobs. It's about video gaming and
stuff.
I watched that
last night.
It was actually pretty good, man.
But I didn't hate it like I thought I would.
No, it wasn't bad.
I assume I'll hate it.
The big key to the movie was the game they were playing was Gears of War 3. So it wasn't just some made up stupid ass game that
it gave it some legitimacy.
Yeah.
Did they use the term MLG?
No. They call it something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's pretty ridiculous movie. It's stupid, but it has a couple funny.
Let me ask you this, which I'm really hoping the answer is yes. Was Fred Savage in it?
No, nope. There was no throwbacks to The Wiz.
Oh, that would be nice.
I would have been so sick if there.
Have you seen
my little
brother?
End guy?
California.
Okay. Yes. Just like you, I'm still playing. I'm knee deep in Injustice.
Yeah, they're actually having a DLC come out soon.
Oh yeah, I know. I got that in the news.
All right, then I won't go too much into it.
All right. Yeah, I'm still playing Injustice. I talked about it in length last week. I just can't get over it. I played nonstop on ranked matches and whatnot.
But what's your ranking in there? Like, what's your record?
Oh, I don't know. It's up in the hundreds versus hundreds, though. Yeah, you know what the thing is? I go into the match originally with a character I'm not great with, hoping that the other guy's just trying to improve his game like I am. And then maybe 9 times out of 10, somebody's... Deathstroke or Aquaman, and I'm like, oh, okay, so second round, I'm just going to have to I'm gonna have to be the character I'm already good with, and I'm going to have to lay it down real thick and nasty on you.
There's no... I haven't played too much ranked. They use a lot of Sinestro, because I think he's probably the cheapest character in the game.
He's the cheapest.
Deathstroke, by far the cheapest.
Well, Deathstroke's the cheapest. Brian's... Shock's the cheapest with Sinestro.
Sinestro has the two moves, the two lengthy moves.
Two, three moves.
No, it's two moves. I know.
Drop a rock.
I can guarantee you, I know what he's doing.
You do the swipe when I get close.
No, I also shoot a straight one at you.
Sounds like we got a sore loser going on over here.
No, it's just annoying because you can't move. You literally can't move when you...
I can see playing against it. It's pretty lame if you're playing against it.
Because you're just sitting there because your character can't even stand up because you can just link together.
I'll do it.
Voomt.
I'll take it on right now. I'll be the only one Sinestro ever feared.
Well, he's yellow, I added so much fun with that game. I don't want to go through too much in talking it because we've just been raving about it for like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, we got a little piece of it in the news too. I'm sorry, I haven't been playing anything else. I wanted to like quickly fit something in this week and just try jamming in a game, and I just didn't every time my Xbox goes on, or my iPad for that matter. The iPad game, you got to recharge your characters. It either takes regular, like, real-life time, like about 10 minutes to recharge your character, or you can buy recharges for your character.
That's the only thing I don't like so much about the those iPad thing games or in the phone games, that they just want to gouge you for, like,
God,
$1 here, $1.
You guys are so fucking cheap. Unbelievable.
No. Well, I mean, I did purchase them. But at the same time, like, I wake up in the morning and I go, oh, quick, I got to fight with Batman. And then I fight with Batman, and then I go about my business and I eat my sandwich at lunch. I was just like, oh, Batman's recharged. Let me... And then I go to sleep fighting Batman. All right, so that's what we're playing. I guess we're going to roll right into the news. Let's hit it. All right, last week we talked a lot about Injustice because it was just one of those weeks where we were all playing the same thing, and we talked a little about possible download content. Since then, two downloadable content fighters have been announced. Giant, you said one.
Lobo. Mm-hmm. I actually saw gameplay with him. Have you?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
He's got that double barrel shotgun.
Lobo's the shit. I'm so happy.
He looks real good.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to fall right in line with those big brawler types like... Solomon Grundy or Bane.
No, he's quicker, though.
Did they make him that jacked up?
No. He's more like a... He's not as quick as Superman, but he's more like that size.
He should be.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Right.
Who's the other?
The second one is Barbara Gordon's Batgirl.
Batgirl.
You see, I think there was so many people from the Batman universe. Yeah. Why would you pick that particular one?
I'm not that
one?
Excited about that one.
I wanted to see Power Girl, personally.
Power Girl would be cool. Something different.
Miss
Marvel? We already have Nightwing. We don't
Miss Marvel would have been cool.
No, she wouldn't. Miss Marvel's
yeah, isn't
never cool.
No, she's not.
She's also not a DC character.
Yeah. No, are you talking Ms. Marvel, the Captain Marvel from Marvel Comics, or are you talking Mary Marvel from Shazam's little sisters?
He's definitely not talking Shazam's little sisters.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Ms. Marvel, the Avenger you're talking about.
No, I think I'm just...
Carol Danvers?
I think I just said the wrong name.
Okay.
They don't... I haven't seen any footage. They haven't put out any footage of the Barbara Gordon Batman. But,
Is it going to be, like, 60s style? Or, like, because they don't...
No. It'll
be modern.
Yeah, it looks modern, but it shows her with some kind of, like, Wolverine almost claws that look there, obviously in shape of a bat, so I'm assuming her B-button is going to be just like Nightwing, where she pulls out a secondary weapon, and that's them.
I saw a new skin for Batman. He has, like, it's a different skin. It's you know, more like a... It's, like... Cloth uniform, not like leather or whatever he has right now.
You unlock that in the iOS game, in the iPad game.
Oh, yeah?
I have that. I have all the unlockables.
Is that like the old school 70s comics get up?
No, it just says like a new 52 Batman or something. I forget.
Even new
I forget
52
exactly what it
was. Kind of not as armor plated.
I forget what it is. Yeah, it's just a little bit less armor plated.
I'm cool with that because in Injustice, they're sometimes too armored up.
Right, so the Lobo one's going to be a power guy, I guess. I thought he'd go with the big dudes, but I guess you guys are saying you think he's going to go.
I don't think.
I think he's going to be like balanced. I think he's going to hit hard.
He's a bruiser. He's a
well. There's three real
type.
Categories look, that saw, everyone saw, puts saw, them in. It's just, the bruisers. It's the regular power guys, and it's the techies. The techie is obviously Barbara Gordon.
I'm just talking the character. You know, he's a brawler. He uses
a
shotgun.
What I'm saying,
chains.
Like, I saw he played in the game, and he's got like. The double barrel shotgun, and he has got like a chain thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he's got like good you know weapons to use. He's also he hits hard. His special move is crazy. He brings his bike out. He's not slow. He's not like retarded slow. He's not fast, but he's balanced.
He's
think.
Supposed to be.
I was thinking there might be a Scorpion get over here with that chain.
Oh, I actually heard that's going to be characters is one of the four characters Scorpion.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's I wouldn't be surprised.
Because it's I'm sure it's midway at this point still, but
NetherRealm now.
NetherRealm.
That's they're gonna eventually throw some of the Mortal Kombat people.
Well,
in
Well, you know, even in Mortal Kombat 9, Freddy Krueger was a downloadable character.
Yeah, they could throw in some fun shit.
Like you could break the mold a little.
But I think in the DC world though, you get Scorpion coming out there. It's a little too hardcore. Like, I mean, like he comes out throwing spears in your chest. He's like, get over here, throwing his fucking mask off and burning people up.
Yeah.
I'm down with it, though.
Well, I guess there's going to be another big guy. I think that's the plan for the DLC, that they're going to come out with one of each type. So I guess maybe the big guy, I'm thinking Darkseid.
Darkseid would be awesome.
I think I saw Darkseid in whatever video I watched. I think I might have... I didn't see him fight, but I think I saw the character, the actual...
Well, he's already a character, like I said, in one of the transition screens where you throw him in.
That's where I saw
him.
I want it to be somebody obscure, personally.
I like Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter, he's in the background of the
Speedy's
Watchtower.
Speedy's at the end of Green Arrow's thing. That would be okay.
Speedy would play like Green Arrow.
I don't think you could avoid making them.
They'd be exact duplicates.
All right. Well, we're pretty much Injustice'd out.
Yeah.
More in the news of Batman Origins. More villains have leaked out via artwork for the Batman Origins.
Cool.
Originally, we thought they might go with an abundance of non-superpowered assassins.
Assassin types.
Because that's a story. The story is eight assassins. So I figured they might go with even obscure ones, like maybe Hush or Deathstroke or The Red Claw.
Well, you know Deathstroke's in it.
I know. No, Deathstroke's definitely still in it.
Deathstroke's a Batman character?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know. E-cross.
He's a crossover character.
Yeah. It's just like any comic. You could have...
The assassin for hire for DC.
But I'm saying, does he have a world that he particularly belongs to, or...
DC Universe. He's
well, I mean, like...
He goes where he's needed.
Right. Batman and Green Arrow is the two people he normally fights, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. But on the art, they've shown the Joker's face, Scarecrow, good, Bane, good. Killer Croc,
nice.
Deathstroke, and we all know that that Black Mask is already in it.
That sounds pretty badass.
It does.
But it is a rehash of all the characters in the last game,
and it's supposed to be his first time. But it's supposed to be his first time meeting up with any of them. What kind of story is this going to be where they all meet up on the same night?
It's a rough night for Bruce Wayne.
An eventful Friday night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was so happy to hear the initial lineup was like Deathstroke and Black Mask, because we haven't seen them in a game yet.
Well, I mean,
I'm happy Joker's in there. Scarecrow's definitely awesome in that series. Bane's kind of a non-factor.
It'd be hard to make a Batman game without throwing Batman characters that have been in the other two.
I know, but there's a wealth of characters you could get into.
I mean,
I was just hoping for it because, I mean... Well, I guess it's going to have to be an all-new continuity for Batman. We can't just go into the old stories. Everybody else has this like lush background story or whatever. You're not going to be able to explain them all in one night.
Maybe they could.
Well, I'm just hoping that maybe they just...
I just hope it's not just like interesting... Mortal Kombat 2, the movie where a bad guy jumps in, tells you a brief backstory of himself, and then they fight.
That's what I'm saying.
The Joker. Let's fight.
That's what I'm saying. Batman, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of his thing. He like... kind of shows up, he kind of gets a feeler fight going on, and then he does a lot of research on his enemy, and then he kicks his ass that way.
Yeah.
That's really how Batman does it, so I'm hoping that's just a bunch of the old, not just a bunch of the old origins. I'm hoping they just come up with a brand new origin for every single character. That would be an epic game to me. Like I've always said, I probably said it on your podcast over there, Max, but I get so tired of these rehashing of the old, like, I always come back to this Spider-Man. I would just stand up and cheer at this point if just one day Ben Parker drops off, you know, Peter at the library. He picks him back up, fully fine. They drive home and find out Aunt May's been shot. Yeah, and that's
be awesome.
Yeah, because I'm so tired. I mean, like, give the old guy a break. Why is he going to die six times a year?
Ben is always, like, the nicest looking man in the world. They pick, like, the most homely.
Charleston has this genial.
Yeah, you're like.
Your grandpa.
Granddad? Pops?
That pop, you? Pop.
He always gets killed in some, like.
But, like, what you're saying with the origins, that's how I would make a better Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Don't do the origins.
Yeah.
Just do it. People will pick up on this shit. You don't need it.
Well, that's what I said about the Avengers movie.
The 89 Batman movie had no origin story to really speak of.
They showed how Joker became Joker.
2 minutes worth of flashbacks.
Yeah.
That's it. For Batman, anyway. You don't need that.
But see, they showed like how the Joker became the Joker. He fell in that vat.
Yeah, but that's fine. But I'm talking, you get seven heroes in a movie. You don't need the origins for every one of them.
Hoping they don't. That's what made the event. I mean, you know, we're a video game podcast. I'll say it about the Avengers, though. The Avengers movie is the first movie in history that I remember that was really just amalgamage of other movies. And if, like I said, if I brought my daughter, if I showed her this movie in 20 years, she'd be like, why is that guy turning into a big green monster? Because they don't explain anything.
There's
in the
enough
Avengers
history
movie.
With those characters. Like, maybe she won't know Thor, but come on, you're 20 years old. You know what the Hulk's about.
And when you're a kid, when you're young enough, you just absorb this shit. None of the cartoon shows ever show an origin.
Right.
You watch a Justice League cartoon.
Never once.
And you pick it up.
I remember
it
that.
Out.
They throw
that
a new
fast.
Bad guy in if you didn't know it from the comic book. You're like, oh, yeah. New bad guy.
Yeah. He's fast. He's strong. He can fly. I got it.
I remember the X-Men cartoon where Cable showed up one day, and he had no backstory, and he just started.
It was like everyone's grandfather. You're like, who the fuck is this fucking white-haired dude?
He came in, and he's like, I got to stop Apocalypse. And he started like shooting up everything. Everyone's like, what the hell's going on?
Well, hopefully he's not in the game. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that they're going with the same old Rogues gallery.
What I'm hoping is not all of them are that said origin. Like, you don't... let's just assume going in that the Joker and Batman know each other and then devote the origin time to Black Mask. You know?
I don't think they're going to do that.
It would be stupid if it was just piled on with new encounters.
What if they do it kind of like Smoke and Aces did it, where they're like, you know, there's Batman.
I could deal with that.
Like, Batman's is like, okay, this is... All right, Robin, whatever. Like, this is who we got to get tonight. Here's the Joker, and they give a little statistics, and they give like a scene of what something foul the Joker did. Like, yeah, the Joker did this at the Whoopee Cushion Factory, and then like, you know, you see the Joker shooting up the place or something like that. I could do like that, like a little cut scene that's maybe like a minute and a half.
Maybe
Smoking Aces style would be awesome, though.
I could do a little something like that. I don't want to get too far into it because still just hears
if
that.
If they flipped it and had like all eight of these dudes coming for Batman.
Or Batman has to defend like Commissioner Gordon one night and in this big hotel or something like that.
Yeah,
or
like that.
Do it Raid Redemption style, where he's got to climb a building.
Batman don't kill people, though.
Villain on... Well, then... Well, not even Dread, then. Yeah. He's got to work his way up to the penthouse where, you know, Ra's al Ghul is. You know, whatever. You know?
I don't think they're going to do that. Or, like, the Die Hard video game.
Be kind of cool.
That was awesome.
Remember that? Yeah. That game was great.
That was, like, in the actual, like, arcade. They had the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, this one's a pretty substantial one. A very substantial rumor that has all been officially confirmed. Not officially confirmed, but it's very meaty. It's very meaty.
Officially confirmed.
That the new system will have a $4.99 price tag for Xbox, but there will be a $2.99 version with a mandatory subscription of $15 a month. Although no official length of time has been confirmed, we can assume that it falls right in line with the new offer for 360 that's starting this month. The new offer for 360 is that you can buy a new Xbox 360 for $99 as long as you you promise to subscribe for two years at $15 a month.
Does it roughly work out to $59? Oh, that's way
more. $99. Well, you get a 2-year subscription to Live also, so that's $99. I did the math. Dollars. And $360 over the course of 2 years.
Is that just like they made it like 360?
Yeah. No, it just worked out that way.
That's a good number to start off with.
And then it would be $459 if you bought it regularly right now from the game the GameStop website. One would cost you $194, and for a 2-year subscription, it would be $120, so it would cost you $314. So you would end up paying in the long run about $120 and change.
No, what's the subscription? Just Xbox Live?
No, it's a subscription. It's almost like it's almost like putting your Xbox on layaway, but having to pay more. The subscription pays for your Xbox Live, but it's way more per, you know, $15 per month is way more than the $60
per
year.
Fucking $4.99 a month or something like
but
that.
But it's a way for people who don't have a lot of money to get it.
Yeah, it's a payment plan.
It's called a motherfucking credit card. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's essentially what it is.
I think they're working too hard to just overcomplicate this shit.
They definitely are, but they want to fucking
squeeze every last drop of... Well, they're making money off it, they're squeezing money off college kids, as far as I'm concerned.
What they're doing is people who don't have a brain on their heads are like, $100 Xbox? I'm getting my Xbox Live anyway. All right, whatever. So when they do it, they end up paying like, you know, $100 more or whatever it is, like $200 more. And
I bet
they
you they'll hit you with like a $200 early termination.
Oh, there is definitely a 100%. In the new one, it's already been announced that there, or in the old one,
$360 termination fee.
No, you'll have to pay the difference. You'll have to pay it out in full.
No. Xbox only does one number.
360.
The new one will be $720.
Yeah. Is that the official name for that thing?
No.
But was it next week, though, we'll know for sure what the name is?
Oh, yeah.
It's not $720. It's two easy payments of $360.
Nice. What does everybody think about this? I don't particularly like it.
I don't like signing contracts with... I'll buy the Xbox Live and the little card, whatever, for $59, whatever it costs.
I want the hassle-free system.
Let's say I cancel, like, I just don't want to play my Xbox anymore. Let's say the new one stinks. I don't want to have to cancel. Like, I don't want to be calling my cable company.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Well, I have, like, my subscription is just every year, you know, renews.
Yeah. I got that too.
I don't want to have any thought process into me paying for
Xbox
even
that,
Live.
But you end up paying more. You know?
Oh, is that only if you buy the cheap one?
Yeah.
That's right, like so. 3 times the price of what Xbox Live costs. Mm-hmm. Xbox Live is like $60 a year.
It is $60 a year.
Yeah.
The little card for the 12 months is like 60
12
bucks.
Months. Yeah. And actually, you get 13 months.
Yeah,
because
you one month
free.
Yeah, I'm not particularly pleased with this information.
Do you know, or do they have a reason why they're instituting this?
Well, they say that it's to make gaming more accessible to people who don't have a large cash flow right away, but it's not. It's totally to make themselves.
No, being more accessible is a Gamefly. Like, that makes gaming more accessible.
How about making your console less money.
Right. How about that?
That would make it pretty
That's
accessible.
A novel
That's
idea.
Crazy.
Are you insane? It has to cost $360.
How about building Wi-Fi into plus a Wi-Fi adapter to all
I
your
hate
consoles.
The fact that they didn't do that. It's not like the internet wasn't big in 2005.
They didn't do what?
They don't have Wi-Fi in the. And the Xbox is up until the new one.
Yeah, I got the new one.
And
they
I just
that.
Went out.
They're
and
definitely
going to
do it
adapter.
With the 720.
Those are $70, bro, for a fucking wireless adapter.
Well, those should definitely not be $70.
$70. And
no,
the guy's
that's
like,
not.
Oh, let me see if I have a used one. It's $55. I'm like, give me a fucking new one. Fucking hammerhead.
Yeah, I remember when I initially had to buy one, right? I thought I was going to be, oh, it's going to be wireless. It's going to be great. It was $125 when I initially bought it, probably like 08.
It was kind of junky, the one you bought, too. It didn't really work all that well.
It wasn't that
with
great.
With the one antenna, too. Yeah.
The one little rinky-dink.
Yeah, at least they upped it to two rinky-dink antennas.
I mean, your Xbox might as well have been close enough to plug into your modem anyway.
Yeah, right?
Bro, my Xbox is like, please, just hardwire me, man. Right. Don't
I remember
get
that.
This piece of shit off the back.
I remember
of
your Xbox asking you that.
You couldn't play Gears of War or Call of Duty. You were like the slow. Like, who's slowing up the game?
Who the hell's hosting this
it's
game?
It's Shock. He's skipping through the boards.
You look like the glitch kid from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. What was his name? Vanilla.
Vanellope.
Yeah, Vanellope.
Vanellope. All right. Anyway, I want to go over some trailers that a lot of trailers came out this week, and I want to go over some and what everyone thinks. We should expect from a trailer nowadays. And this week I turned on my Xbox and right on the dashboard I see three games that I've been looking forward to being showcased by three typical but very, very different trailers. So one gets me all excited, one leaves me a little confused, and the other one actually makes me kind of second guess buying the game. So I figured we'd go over briefly and talk about what we like or even what we need in the trailers now. The first one, if anybody saw it, was the new interactive trailer for Grand Theft Auto V.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
These were great.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was an awesome trailer, dude.
You didn't see it? Oh, it was fucking... Grand Theft Auto looks incredible.
It appears as an app on the home screen, and when clicked, it brings you to three different videos following the three different protagonists from the game. A family man, Michael, the hood-dwelling Francis.
<It's>, right.
And a redneck named Trevor.
The redneck looks awesome.
Now, my question is, like, how are they going to do this? Are they just going to, like, intertwine the story?
Yeah, it's going to be like the movie Go or something
like
that.
It's got to be how it is.
So it's not going to be like the last Grand Theft Auto where they did three separate fucking stories.
No. It's all right out the gate. All
right.
It's going to be like that. And I love the trailer, man. Explaining a lot of the story without giving it away a single mission. It shows the three main characters, and it kind of showcases the fact that they're going to have three main characters, which I didn't know until I saw the trailer because I haven't really been keeping up with this game.
And the gameplay looks incredible.
And the gameplay looks great, and also, it's without shoving it right in your face. Like,
right.
Oh, guess what? We have three. There's no words or anything. It was just a cool way they did it.
Just to show the difference of the characters. I mean, the three characters
You're
we haven't seen in
GTA.
Completely
different people. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Did anyone catch at the end of the redneck one, he's sitting on his Xbox, he's sitting there playing his Xbox.
Right.
Brand new controller for Xbox. Maybe it might be the new gen controller, but also he's sitting right next to one of my boys, a Juggalo.
Yeah,
there's a guy in full Juggalo
full
face.
Full Juggalo main. And then at some point in the trailer, like, everyone runs out of the room and you get a nice clear shot of Juggalo.
I'm sure they're going to go like, because
he's with the rednecks, obviously.
That was the difference between the last Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row. Saints Row, everything was customizable. I'm sure Grand Theft Auto is going to go back to that, because prior to Grand Theft Auto 4, San Andreas, you could change
I don't think
everything.
It's
going to
be that way in this one. These characters that
these
they showed
characters
are so
pretty lock on.
So defined.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely defined.
But,
I don't know. I would be surprised if you're not able to, like, change their wardrobe.
I'm hoping
or
that there's a lot of Juggalo in it, because that would be very interesting.
The redneck dude had me laughing during his whole trailer.
Oh, yeah,
like, between the Juggalo thing and even the fact half the shots he's waking up in a pool drunk. He's in his underpants. He's like,
I was actually most excited about Trevor, man. I want to go back to the hood, dude.
I gotta go back to the hood.
Yeah. Oh, Francis.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Trevor's a redneck. Yeah.
Yeah.
The hood
and
is
what was
be fun.
Michael the other one?
Yeah, Michael. Whatever. I mean, Michael would
actually,
be
alright. I would definitely lean towards Michael because I like he's a suburban dad.
He's like a Tony Soprano. Like his daughter's walking
totally
out.
Totally Tony Soprano.
Oh, he's mafia.
He's mafia.
Oh, I thought you were, like I thought you were talking like the movie Falling Down. Where
no,
straight laced guy, and then he just goes Grand Theft Auto.
No, this guy's
he's like a made man.
Clearly in the mob. He's got, but he's got a wife and kids.
Oh, then I definitely would. I'd rather rock the redneck. A redneck because I haven't done before in Grand Theft Auto. I've done the gang guy and then the mafia guy.
I'm into the gang guy,
the
dude.
The gang was the most fun.
I needed it to be Grove Street, too.
Oh, man. Take us back to G Street, bro.
Yeah.
Is that going to be on the multi, like, Xboxes or PlayStation?
Yeah, or yeah, 720 and 360. Right,
cool. I just reserved my copy.
Oh, yeah?
For which system, though?
For 360. I'm going to get that and play that right away, man. Like, that's not the type of game I could wait for a new system for.
It comes out after the new system.
Oh, really? I'm still going to play it on Xbox. I'm not getting a new system right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually that first batch, there's a bunch of lemons in them.
Yeah, I like to wait.
You got
to
let them get
you know
the
what?
Wait a cycle.
I hate to go back to an old the story we just did. I hate to go back on it. But who the hell does Xbox think they are making you sign up for a 2-year subscription now, this month, to Xbox 360?
That's a good point.
That's messed up.
Maybe they'll carry over your subscription to the 720.
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
I think they're like, sorry, homie.
They're like Grove Street.
But does that mean they're going to support 360 for 2 years? They got it then, right?
No, they're not going to get rid of that.
That's a good
360
point.
360 is still going to have a life if the new one comes out, without a doubt.
All right, PS2 is still
back
running.
To the trailers. Back to the trailers.
They don't release games for PS2 still, though, do they? They stopped doing that.
No, they trickle. The wrestling game comes out every year.
I don't know if there's an online capability.
Madden and the wrestling game, I'm almost positive, but it comes out every year on PS2.
Do you think people still get excited? Oh, look at the graphics.
Yo, bro, is it still like $35? I'm going to go out and get me a PS2 game.
All right, back to the trailers.
Next one.
The second one was for Call of Duty Ghosts. Anyone see that one?
Stupid. I did see that one.
Trailer's garbage.
It was garbage.
It's absolute garbage.
I think so. And it shows a couple of real-life actors kind of showcasing the elite warriors across time and
is
how
this,
they might have worn, like,
masks.
Yeah, they were, like, masks in different
Treyarch
armies.
Or Infinity Ward?
It's Infinity Ward, this one. But they don't say it in the trailer. I just did my research, and I know it. But they show the masks, and then they kind of end with the modern-day soldiers wearing their tactical ski masks. There's no gameplay footage.
It's a zero-gameplay, live-action trailer that gives you nothing to get excited about. Doesn't reveal what the game's premise is going to be. Like, it's called
a Modern Warfare?
It's called Ghosts.
No. It's a new one by Ghost. I looked up, I looked it up online, and it is a brand new engine and everything. It's going to be.
I hope they don't go.
Why
super
are they
totally
up the,
new? Like special ops.
It's probably judging by the trailer and what they were saying in it. It sounds like it's going to be stealth based,
like a Splinter Cell.
Yeah,
a little more than,
maybe.
I see. I'm kind of done with those army games anyway. The only reason why I even play the latest Call of Duty is because I like the zombie mode so much.
Zombie mode's awesome.
Yeah. So if this one. I don't need to buy that every year. That don't.
Not even talking about the game, dude, but talking about the live-action trailers, I'm done with those, too.
Yeah, it's
because they don't do
every
anything.
Army game does that, and they make their game look so fucking cool, but then it's like, how does the game play? Oh, totally, totally fucking
like
clunky.
An army game. Yeah. It's the same fucking thing every year.
But a lot of the army games are really clunky. Like,
but not even just the army games. I mean, God of War did it, and it was cool to see him live action. But whatever, I was like waiting for a story. Like I was waiting to see what it looked like in the gameplay, and they didn't do
it. But with God of War, though, that's a franchise that you know how it's going to play. Like they really don't have too many changes.
Yeah, but as soon as I see it,
I feel the same way about Call of Duty. You know, it's going to point and shoot.
No, but the thing
God
is, Call of Duty
3
is,
was like fucking. The first God of War on the new console, man, that was nothing like the graphics are nothing like.
And they showcased it in the trailer. I remember that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when I see these real life trailers, I assume that there's nothing new they're bringing to the table.
That's why they're doing it, though.
Well,
they're like, nothing to show them.
Yeah. The one successful one I ever remember was the Stargazers Halo trailer, where the two kids are sitting there.
Oh yeah.
They're staring up at the stars. They're like, I wonder if anything's out there. The one kid gets up, he hears a noise, he runs over the hill, he jumps over the hill, he lands, he's the Master Chief, he throws down that bubble shield, and it was a good trailer because not only did it kind of humanize Master Chief, which we never saw, but it introduced the bubble shield. I got excited. I was like, is that going to be in the game? They showed some new shit.
And of course it was.
Yeah. My favorite trailer for Halo was actually for the worst game, and it showed no gameplay. It's where they had the little statues of everything going on, and then they showed the Master Chief statue holding the fucking little grenade.
The grenade, yeah.
I was like, that was a fucking cool trailer.
Well, artistically, that was a nice one.
It didn't show anything about the
game. It's way better than this Call of Duty.
The live action
gives you nothing.
Black Ops trailer was awesome though, with like all the celebrities, fucking like
all the internet.
No, it was like Kobe Bryant and Jimmy Kimmel, and
oh, that was the first.
That was the first. Yeah, that one was.
That was like the first one for Black Ops.
That one was awesome,
and Black Ops was.
It didn't get me excited about the game really, because they showed some shit that I like. That horse. I was like, oh, I get to ride a horse.
No, that was the newer one. I'm talking about the first one.
The point is, there's a difference between a commercial going, hey, that's a good commercial, and a commercial going, hey, I'm excited about this game.
The Black Ops game with those particular commercials, it actually showed what it was about. It was about the community of gamers getting together to play this game. And that's really all that Call of Duty is.
But this one didn't even give you that. This one didn't even give you that. It's nothing. It's a nothing trailer. They reveal nothing.
Well, maybe because they're waiting for...
Black Ops, like... Every game they've released since Black Ops has been, like, marginally fucking
worse. They don't even show a guy pointing a gun.
All right, to give them, like, a little break, could this be maybe because, like, you know, it's not coming out until November?
It's just a teaser. Yeah, I mean, it's just a
teaser. They're getting the buzz going.
Like, because if they're probably going to show, like, their main nut at the E3, like, what the game's going to look like and be about. So, I mean, this is just a little teaser. Like the Assassin's Creed, they showed you that little teaser.
I didn't get excited about that.
Wasn't even fair. They're like, this is the baddest man on the sea. That's who you should be looking for. Okay.
But it's a teaser, though. You know, it's like getting you like, oh, like, you know, 6 months, 8 months away.
So
I'm not into teasers.
What's the last trailer, then?
Well, the last trailer was for Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Oh, that one's awesome.
It did suck.
Talk about giving you nothing.
It uses a voiceover of a woman who's basically saying that Third Echelon, the secret government agency responsible for giving Sam Fisher the missions, is in trouble, and only Sam can save it from terrorists. And the trailer, you know, gameplay is shown, which looks a lot like the older shit. It's not new at all.
Nothing new.
Sam speaks, and it's revealed that it's totally a new voice actor.
Which is sucks, because the best part of Sam Fisher was his voice. Yeah. That was the coolest part of the character. He had this deep grumble.
And then they don't show they don't show anything new. They show the gameplay mechanics, and that's great, but... I mean, to be fair, I called everything in the trailer at this point. Sam's sneaking up on some guy, and the guy turns around. Sam's not there, and I swear to God, I was just like, oh, he's on a pipe above him. And then they train up. The guy's hanging upside down on a pipe. I was like, are you guys serious? And they didn't show anything new. He didn't have a new knife or new gun, or maybe he's wearing, like, bikini briefs instead of boxers, and, like, he just says, I can move a lot better in these. Nothing. I mean, nothing.
Was those Tom Clancy games? I think my favorite trailer from any of them was Rainbow Six. I think it was like it had to be 2001, 2002. It was after 9/11.
Oh,
and that little girl was singing "My Country, 'Tis of Thee" while they went into that hostage situation, and they fucking kill a hostage, like, oh, tear us down, blah blah. And then it was like Rainbow Six.
That trailer made us both buy those games. Remember?
Yeah. Those games were actually good. Rainbow Six was.
We thought it was more multiplayer than it was.
That was back in the day of hearsay, and it was like Dan heard that. It was like, yo, bro, the multiplayer is great, but that was like we were still linking Xboxes together, and it was only one game per Xbox, and we were like, this sucks.
Yeah. You know what my big beef with this this trailer is? That they didn't go with like one of those musical montage trailers, which I personally am enjoying nowadays, like the Tears for Fears Gears of War trailer.
All the Gears trailers were all good.
Or Tears for Gears. Or the Caged Elephant Borderlands trailer. I love that one.
Yeah.
That one was cool. But why didn't you do that just to mask the fact that you don't have the voice anymore?
Yeah, right.
That's what I would have done. I would have been like, no, we're not going
to
really.
A trailer that got me really psyched that had an epic score to it, like you said, was the Mass Effect 3 trailer. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is an epic trailer. You see them looking to the sky coming down. Like,
or Bad Company that had their own song. Remember that
Mercenaries?
Song? Yeah.
The Mercenaries 2 with the,
no, you didn't.
oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, the musical trailers are really my way
didn't
to go.
Didn't Black Ops have the Stones?
That was the first one, I think.
The first one had the Stones, yeah.
Oh, my God. What song were they singing? It was...
I want to say Gimme Shelter.
I think it was Gimme Shelter. It was definitely a Stone song they were playing.
I think that was it. I know Crisis had ZZ Top.
Sharp Dress.
That works perfect.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was great.
See, these musical ones are like...
They stick in your head.
Yeah,
they're good. Yeah.
I like epicness in mine.
Especially when you use like a really good fucking song.
A great song, and when it fits, like Sharp Dressed Man made me buy Crisis.
Watch the BioShock Infinite trailer. I don't know what the fuck song that is.
Beast by Vega.
But watch that trailer to that song, and you get pumped.
Yeah. Beast. It's called Beast by Vegas.
I'm downloading it later.
Mm-hmm. What was it? I enjoyed all three, like we said before, Gears ones, but the first one was the... where Marcus is running through the city, and they were playing that song from Donnie Darko, Mad World. And then the other song when they were shooting down into the Locust Den, where you know they were all just hanging out on top. And
that was actually like in the game.
It was in the game too. Yeah. It was a little score, and then even the third one where they had that Lizzie Star song where they were all fighting back to back and something, and it was like brothers till the end.
Yeah,
like,
well, they just had a sick hell of a marketing.
The Gears ones are really good.
The last Gears game, those commercials did nothing for me.
I actually don't even remember.
They did one where it was like achievements, and it would be like,
oh yeah. But again, that they were again, they knew the deal. This was going to be a community game, not necessarily a story.
You see, like the girl sitting in the balcony with the Gears tattoo, and it says like achievement. Beat her boyfriend so bad he left her.
Yeah, the story mode was a lot of fun, but it didn't add anything to
it.
Thank God it wasn't beat your girlfriend.
the actual story itself was just like what happened in the story was just like Baird like went rogue one mission. And like that was like it. There wasn't a big, you know, oh man, this is how that happened. It was just like
Past Gears games, you had like an emotional connection with your character.
Well, just dumb. I went over this in the last show. It was really everybody thinks we had emotional attachments to everyone. It was just Dom and Maria. That's all we cared about.
I also like Baird and
What was the big Asian?
Kim? I didn't have no attachment. Like,
no.
He kept coming back, bro.
Well, he as a playable character in the you know, the multiplayer, but Ram took care of him like half hour into the first game. He's like, "You're expendable," and took his ass out.
I liked Hoffman. He felt almost like a father figure. Like whenever he was around, I'm like, I think I'm gonna be okay. Hoffman's nothing's gonna happen with Hoffman around.
You know what's weird about Hoffman? He's so like army and crew cut, and then his girlfriend was just, like dreadlocked hippie bitch that lived on the outskirts of town. It was like, I don't really picture you with her, Hoffman.
I guess I guess there's slim pickings in the dating pool nowadays. all right, so that does it for the news. We're gonna move on to the test right now.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Not the meanest. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is gonna feel it.
Quiz time. I forgot this is the first time you're hearing these
that
things.
Was awesome. Yeah. Well, we're going to. Just to introduce you and the viewers, listeners, unless you're watching your computer, then you're a viewer and a listener.
You're a fucking creep.
just stare at our pictures on Facebook. I do a test every week. These guys take it. And the first round will be 1 point. The second round will be 2 points. And the last round is kind of like Final Jeopardy where you get to bet all your points.
Oh, I can't wait to bet all my points.
Mm-hmm.
I never get a chance to
presumably you have points.
Pete's have his all willy-nilly with his points at the end while I bet 0 points because I have 0 points.
Well, this week we're going to go into old school rumors. Like back in the day before you could look up shit easily on the internet, these are all rumors that we probably remember. Maybe we don't. Mm-hmm. The first round's going to be true-false, so everyone gets an answer.
I hate true-false. That was always my fucking the worst.
Why? It's 50-50, bro. It's 50%.
I was getting myself mixed up with true-false.
You like false. Oh, wait.
It was true.
I got mixed up with fiction and nonfiction for a while when I was a kid. I was like, non should be not real, right? But never true false. The second one, you actually got to come up with some answers. The third one's going to be a little difficult.
Oh, okay. Sounds Pete's like I'm going to be
over under and us getting smoked by Pete.
All right. So
put so much pressure on me now.
Pete's going to go last in these. So in the true false.
You should go serpentine.
Two,
I feel like he should go
honest.
First.
It's not going to happen because then you guys are
serpentine.
Just gonna...
Serpentine.
No. It's going to go clockwise from me.
That always lands me in the middle.
Anyway, number one. It is possible to jump over the flagpole in the original Super Mario Brothers. True or false? Giant shot.
True.
100% true.
Pete.
I'm going to say false.
It's true. Only on level 3, world 1, you can jump over the flagpole.
Mario 3?
No, Mario 1.
No, Mario 1. There's no flagpole in
there. I got lucky.
50-50, baby. Anyway, when you do, it's like I said, it's on level 3, world 1, and the screen just rolls right until time runs out, and then you have to redo the board. So,
interesting. Because I tried to run over
redo the board after that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I tried to jump those flagpoles all the time. It never worked out for me.
That was like when the colors went inverted, right?
Yeah.
It was like the black background. Yeah.
Okay. Question 2. Millions of E.T., the video game for Atari.
buried
copies
in the
are buried in it's the true. Desert. Is that actually a true rumor, yes. or is that a that it did so badly that they just said "f it" and threw it in the buried it in the desert? Is that just a rumor, or is that true?
I think that it was such a good rumor they did it. So you're true.
Like, I can't get all willy nilly with my point, so I'm gonna go false.
I'm gonna go true.
That is true.
Fuck.
No, I actually heard that before. But when you said, "Oh, is it rumor?"
Right. I know, because we don't know. That's what this test is based on.
Don't jump
into it.
He's done
know.
Reading the question.
Like, whoever.
No, I knew exactly what he was saying, though.
Anyway, I could have got technical because it was deemed an environmental hazard in the 2000s, and they dug them up.
So they're not buried there.
There's a couple copies left, so we're going to leave it like that.
I doubt it. They're not biodegradable.
Doesn't matter.
Those are those big Atari games, too. They're like a lot of plastic.
All right, we got this one. Number three. When Mortal Kombat was released for consoles, the ability to gain access to the more bloody aspects of the game were added to the Genesis and Super Nintendo versions because one of the series creators, Ed Boon, wanted his children to finally be allowed to play the game by his wife. True or false?
That's a big old false.
I'm going to say true.
Just so I'm clear, he wanted the blood to be added in so he could play it with his
No, he had to inhibit it, you know,
oh,
for the consoles, but he added the blood code in for Genesis and Super Nintendo.
I'm going to say false, because the Super Nintendo didn't have a blood code.
Perfect! Super Nintendo didn't offer the blood code.
The shit was green
code.
When it split out.
Yeah.
They
sweat.
Yeah.
That was a trick one. Thank you, Max.
Oh, yeah. I just said false.
All right, so Bruce loses a point.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, you lose points if you get it wrong. I constantly have 0 points in this game.
Didn't I say false, though?
No, you said true.
No, you said true.
Oh, did I?
Well, you want to go play back the tape?
Yeah, no, I wasn't even paying attention.
I totally made that one up, or just out of nowhere.
Not bad.
Number four. Mew was the only Pokemon that could not be caught in the regular game Pokemon Red.
True.
I trust cats. True.
He didn't play the game, by the way.
In the original Pokemon Red?
Yeah.
Just to be different, I'm going to say false.
No, it's true.
Damn.
I know that. I actually did know that.
I didn't know if Mewtwo was available at
Look,
that point.
Look, my non-playing that game, I have a vast knowledge of Pokemon. Like, I did know that for a fact. I was like, because they made a new one where you could catch him.
Yeah, that's what
happened.
There
was a rumor that he was under a truck.
Yeah, there was a rumor that he was under a truck. Correct. But Mew was only
rumor.
Original obtainable through... a series of giveaway events hosted
that would
by Nintendo.
Almost be like, you'd be mad. I'd be mad at Nintendo. It's like, where's Mew? He's searching off the whole world. He's on his truck.
He didn't start it. They're back in the day, in the dark ages before the internet.
Wait till you get
before
to my
the internet.
Gaming trivia. All I got right. some stuff on that.
All right, anyway, number five. Namco changed the intended sequel to Pac-Man into Miss Pac-Man only within 3 months of the game's release in order to generate an interest in gaming with more females.
True.
Giant shot.
Was I don't want to get the true false mix up because I know they did it right before the thing, but I think it had something to do with not because of the female thing. I think it had to do with like a glitch in the game or something like that. But I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true too.
Yeah, true.
It's false.
It is false.
Miss Pac-Man was originally created as a mod by a random gamer and had nothing. And Namco had nothing to do with creating him, although they did eventually obtain the rights to the character later through court.
That's back in the Stone Age where it was like, nah, it's different. It's Miss Pac-Man.
Right, but that's nuts, right? These are all things I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't
until
know.
Until I started looking up this quiz, man.
It was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so at the end of round one, Giant has one, Max has zero.
I have one. I got them all right but
negatives.
One.
Negatives.
Negatives. You didn't get them all right but one.
I thought I did.
Dude, I'll even try.
All right.
I'm in your corner, brother. This one. It's 1-0-1.
All right.
Max has zero. Bruce has one. Round two, points are double.
And this we actually have to ring in?
This one you actually have to ring in and answer. Okay, question one. There was a rumor that you could play as Luigi in this game for Wii as long as you had a memory card with Luigi's Mansion saved on it. We'll give it a second.
Oh, shit.
Giant Shock rang in.
The game. The game. I have to name the game?
Yeah. What did you think you were going
to name?
Did you
just
say Luigi?
I raised my hand and I realized, oh shit, I have no idea what the answer is. I just remember the rumor.
All right, Sean Connery. You have negative one.
Oh, wait, okay. All right,
throw it out. Throw it out. Luigi's Mansion. So it's a little hinty.
Rainbow Mario?
That's not a game.
Oh, was it? The one where he has the fucking squirt gun.
That's not the name of that game.
You're a fool.
Bummer.
Max rang in second.
I just want to clarify, you said for Wii.
Yes.
Not GameCube.
No.
So I'm going to go with Super Mario Galaxy.
You are also incorrect, negative two. The rumor was for Ghostbusters that you could actually be Luigi.
Oh, shit.
They thought that you could be...
No, we're doing negative ones for just...
Oh, negative one. You're correct. Yeah. So you have zero, and Max has negative one. And Bruce Bonerman's the lead.
Yeah. Policy of non-involvement
is working. All right. All right.
I like these questions that don't have the answer.
Now then, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas saw the first introduction of a dating system in the game for the main character, CJ. There was a rumor that if you were nice enough to your girlfriend, that she would invite you in for some fully watchable X-rated loving. This was, of course, false. However, through the ingenuity and perseverance of perverts everywhere, a mod was quickly concocted so that the gamers could finally watch CJ get down with his female companions, grocery style. What was the name of that mod? I'll give it a second. Max Barracuda.
I believe that would be Hot Coffee.
The Hot Coffee mod.
I don't know how you got that.
It was big news when it happened.
It was
People were upset.
Yeah.
It was like sex in a video game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that literally happened?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well,
that wasn't just a rumor?
No, Congress came out saying sex in video games, and everyone was quick to say, hey, that was a mod made by somebody. Let's relax.
I actually thought it was part of the game data that wasn't used.
Nope. That was the rumor. Not true.
It was actually a mod.
It was the Bigfoot mod, too.
Bigfoot was fake as well until the mod.
They had a mod where you could find Bigfoot. Yeah.
Right. I thought about throwing that on here, too.
I searched for Bigfoot forever. Didn't have the mod, never found him.
I'm still looking to this day. Even after you heard about the mod, you're like, I don't need that mod to find Bigfoot.
At what part of town were you looking for him?
In 10th grade, popping pills and smoking weed. Like, I didn't hear about any mods. Bro.
As opposed to now. Where you're not in 10th grade.
Where I don't take any pills.
What part of town were you looking for?
No, it's in the woods. It was supposedly in a certain mountain.
Like the mountains.
All right, question
three. I was looking for him on the corner.
Question three. Every cycle, rumors of the next generation gaming system hardware capabilities get thrown around like a gay kid's hat on a field trip. Back in 2000, what console was rumored to utilize microchips so advanced that they were also used to power Saddam Hussein's guided missiles? Give it a second. Giant shock.
2000, you said?
Yes.
Dreamcast.
No. You're at negative one.
I'm not even going to venture.
I don't even know. I don't even know what the question's asking.
Two negatives? PS2. There was a rumor that Saddam Hussein stole about 2,000 PS2s to use to guide his missiles.
Glue them to my missiles.
Yeah. I remember that one. Because I remember telling people, this shit's so advanced.
Do you think that in the early 90s, he was like, Sega do what Nintendo don't? He was just like, get me Nintendo. Give me Segas. I need them for my missiles.
How many fucking Scud missiles crashed into the fucking deserts of Iraq with Saddam standing there with a fucking PS2 controller in his hand?
The controller doesn't reach.
He read their Sega's ad campaign about blast processing and took it all.
He just like the word blast processing.
He's like, I'll kill the Jews with this.
All right, number four. Although most of you guys should be able to get this one. Although none of them were true, there are more rumored nude codes for this particular character than any other in gaming history.
Oh, I definitely got that one.
It was Cat. It was Giant Shock. I saw his angle first.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
He's just closer to you.
It's like No.
I raise it higher.
I shouldn't have raised left. That was my problem. It was behind his head.
No.
It's field of vision, you know?
No way. Giant Shock's hand goes up. I'm completely on.
He's like, nudity?
Right.
I got this.
I knew that
I still tried that code.
Those matcha tatas had to be unleashed.
I need some pixel tits, damn.
There was the first nude code I remember was Naughty Dog. Does anyone remember that one?
No.
Pixelated nipples.
No, I remember Leisure Larry, man.
Oh, no. Way before that, Naughty Dog used to have their character in the beginning, you know, they just, when they shoot up a logo, it was a woman in like a very short T-shirt. And I remember in every Naughty Dog game, if you typed in a certain code, she would just be naked.
What about Black Orchid, where you did the Supreme Combo, where she showed her titties?
Yeah, but that was nothing.
Killer Instinct? Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything. She
I only did it once. I thought I
character.
Did see titties.
No. Nah, she showed it to the character.
Back
in
from
fact,
back?
There was a rumor, I remember reading this, that you could do that move in front of a mirror that's in like one of the boards and see the tits.
Didn't happen.
I was a lonely kid. You couldn't find that mirror. That mirror didn't exist.
All right, number five, the last one of this round. This monthly gaming publication is said to be responsible for at least 50% of the believed but untrue myths out there due to their habit of publishing fake stories every April and never bothering to correct them. Max Barracuda.
I believe that was EGM?
Yes, Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Bummer, I knew that.
I used to look forward to their April Fool's issue.
I used to get that in GamePro, and then the internet happened.
Yeah.
Like these six, they're 6 months behind everything.
Keep in mind, I did History of Gaming where I referenced that very thing for Street Fighter, the Gauki thing.
Right.
The Shenlong, I mean.
Gauki sounds lame, guys. Can we change it to anything else?
GamePro got a little weird at the end there. Remember when that
was? GamePro? Players.
Game Players was the publication that got like weird and they were like pretending to. Or really worshiping a fake god and like.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about, actually.
Yeah, the editor, Bill, I forget his name.
Yeah. So Who cares? That was round two?
Yeah, that was round two. At the end of round two, Max has three. Giant has one. Bruce Bonerman still holding on to his one.
Yeah, keeping fucking death grip on that shit, bro.
So, last three, you're going to be able to bet all your points.
Wait, there's three and we bet on each one?
No, round three, rather.
Oh, okay.
I bet 1 point.
Round three.
I would like to leverage my 1 point into 100 points and bet all 100.
There's no leveraging.
This is America, bro. We can leverage.
You're betting one.
I'm going to bet, I told you, leveraging my
one. The
one.
You're not going to answer it anyway.
Yeah, I'm just going to bet my one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's called strategy.
You can tie it. I'm challenging you right now. Be a man, bet two.
You can tie
Last
it.
Last week,
you
I bet 10
it.
Against your zero.
You couldn't
I
lose.
Still walked away the week.
But you couldn't lose, though.
Go for the tie. Go for the tie.
No, because I'm going for my reign. I got to keep my title.
Yeah, so let me leverage my one for 100.
No. All right.
He can leverage it for 1,000. He's not going to get it.
I'll make him up. I'm good for him.
There is a urban legend that in an arcade in a suburb of Portland, Oregon, in 1981, there was a game that when played would leave the gamer with nausea, nightmares, seizures, and suicide attempts. It is said the game was offered free to play.
I know this game.
But the player would be monitored by two men assuring satisfaction. After a few months, the game was removed from the arcade and never, ever seen again. What was the name of that arcade game?
False.
Shit.
My left side of my hand?
I know this story. I know this fucking story.
Good enough. Give him the point.
Damn it. What was that called? It had a brief name. Very brief name.
No, yeah, it did.
One word name.
Suffer. Suffering. Hatred.
Like, is there a time limit on this? Are we going to watch Pete just think about it all day?
Yeah. Are we all answering or no, are we buzzing in?
You done?
Yeah. We're done. We're all done.
Yeah.
My answer was that's false.
I can't think of
it. The game's name was Polybius.
I heard that story.
Polybius?
Yeah. Polybius. Poly.
I for some reason, I had the letter Q stuck in my head, like a Q word.
It was Q-bird.
All right, bro. So I owe you 99 points.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're good for it.
I am.
I got zero?
Yeah.
And you got two. All right.
Mac does too.
That was the points were rough to come by that game.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
that
you're
was
a bitch.
Balance dude. Game. I'm sorry.
You should have bet all your points.
I did last
week. Double up.
It made me
you
seem
still
cocky.
Lost with negative 99 points, bottom of them.
I knew the answer. I wanted Pete to win.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, that's just, I just want to, what's that, 3 weeks I'm running?
It's more than that. It's like every week but the first week, so it's like five.
5 weeks I'm running. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We should
now
get
we move
a
on
golden
to
fucking controller.
Hey, look, you don't lose these games by sacrificing a lot of points. All right, it's called
that's
strategy.
Play it safe.
It's called being a wimp.
Pete, playing it safe.
Bird.
Because I realize every week Kat tries to goad me into betting more points by going, don't be a pussy. And then I bet all my points. But this game I wasn't strong at, so I bet 1 point.
Every week I'm getting totally played. I don't care about how many points you bet. I have like negative zero. This week I was like, oh, come on. I'm like, I have 1 point. I could possibly tell you.
Wasn't going to get Polybius.
Anyway, we move on to our section called Great Debates, which is where Max and Giant Shock debate things for my amusement.
I can't wait for this.
As well as the amusement of people at home. Tonight's going to be an attack and defend format. This week, the question is MLG good for gaming? Does Major League Gaming help legitimize gaming as a pastime, or is it a way for a corporate cash grab that helps divide the gaming community? This week, Max will be channeling his inner Barracuda while he attempts to discredit the league, while Giant Shock will be doing his best to defend the house that Dr. Pepper built.
Mountain Dew.
No, Dr. Pepper's Major League Gaming. Mountain Dew's Halo.
All the gamers drink Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
They give you extra points.
I'm going to go with Max first because he's the attacker.
Okay, attacking. All right, I'm going to go a different way than strictly corporate. We all know corporate. Major League Gaming seems like a good idea on paper, but it actually just casts a negative light on gaming and gamers in general. And first, I want to clarify, using the term Major League Gaming is a misnomer. You might as well say Major League Halo or Major League Call of Duty, because you don't call Major League Baseball Major League Sports. It's more specific than that.
Okay.
And in featuring the certain games that they do, I mean, I want to point out attention to people who aren't gamers who are hearing the news stories about these things. You look at these, and it looks like nothing but brain-dead shoot-em-ups and nothing of the art form that video games have become. I think the problem with Major League Gaming isn't necessarily the corporate sponsorships. I think it's the gamers themselves. Take, for example, the 2012 Street Fighter Cross Tekken Tournament Cross Assault scandal. And I can already see Ken rolling his eyes before I even say it, just in my head. But there was an incident there where the mindset of a gamer shouldn't be something that is viewable by the general public. Because as gamers, we're used to a certain level of behavior. Right?
He was just screaming, right?
Worse than that. And I'm going to get these names wrong. I wrote these names down.
All right.
In this case, the comments of the Tekken team captor, Aris Bakhtanians, became so vitriolic.
That no, that's how you say it. I know that guy.
Because I got another one here. It became so vitriolic and sexist that it caused Miranda Pacazzi.
Mm-hmm.
What country are we talking about
this
here?
This is here. But
she's here. We used to date.
That she actually had to forfeit the game in disgust. And then when asked for comment, this guy Aris actually fired back that they're saying sexism and gaming are one and the same. And, well, this seems pretty commonplace to guys like us who play online games and everything. Is this the portrait we want to paint of ourselves as gamers to the mainstream media that all of a sudden swoops in and picks up this story?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's what I was expecting.
No.
In a world where video games are blamed for violence, sexism, racism, antisocial behavior...
stupid people.
Do we really need a forum such as this where the worst of us are regularly featured? And this isn't an isolated incident. I did a little... looking on YouTube, it took me 2 seconds to find a Call of Duty championship that resorted.
What was that kid's name, though?
Ah, oh, shit. Aris.
Aris Vitriolic or
yeah,
whatever?
Big Ari.
Blackanians.
Like, yeah, you can't.
Blackanian.
Hey, let me finish my argument.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
let's we're debating. Yeah. We're not chiming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a
sorry.
Debate.
All right. Took me 2 minutes to find a Call of Duty championship match that not only featured violent taunting and berating language, but also devolved into violence within minutes. And it's hard to see how an ignorant housewife, you know, mother, researching if the game's okay for a son, would come to the conclusion that video games reduce us to animal behavior within minutes. And so in closing, I do think that Major League Gaming is a good idea if it can get to a certain point, because gamers pour as much of their time and effort into the games as any professional athlete might, but we become so numb to the irresponsible and stupid behavior of athletes, but Major League Gaming is still too fresh and unfamiliar to the world that is looking for a scapegoat to pin every single problem on. So I say until Major League Gaming collectively decides to grow up and this behavior is kind of toned down a little bit and we treat it like a sport, it's bad for the industry because everyone's going to look at it as the cause of our problems.
Okay. That's a good argument. John Chakra Ball.
All right. I'm going off the cusp again, but...
Cuff.
Okay, he didn't
I'm going
do
off
any
the cusp, baby.
He didn't
He'll
do
go
any
off the cusp. You go off the cuff.
Oh, no. He goes off
Brian's
cusp.
Going off the cusp.
Okay.
Anyway, was it
the internet has become an anonymous wasteland where people can't be challenged for their words, right? Major League Gaming has gotten together these cyber athletes together, and now you can see face-to-face who you're fucking with. There's no, oh, when I see you, I'll buy you a ticket to come to my house and fuck you up. You're gonna get together, and you're going to play a game 10 feet away from the other guy, and you can't say dumb shit like that no more, all right? There's these athletes, all right, these cyber athletes, like I said before, all right, they get sponsorships. Where can a guy like you, Pete, play a video game with your thumbs and make money from Mountain Dew, all right? Fucking, right now, you're wearing a Gears of War t-shirt, right? How many kids have made money off of Gears of War that would never have done anything with themselves at all by playing that game, all right?
You?
Right? Also, I mean, like, you know what? I do enjoy maybe a competition like you don't do. You don't like sports, all right? So you won't get it, all right? I mean, maybe
you're not debating Pete Berg, by the way.
Resorting to personal attacks?
No.
I'm
saying,
sorry. This is
not personal attacks. All right, but like you don't.
Your Honor.
You're dumb and but, you can't read well.
But all right. But people who like sports like competition, and where else can you find the best competition at a particular game than a major league game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys they get big clans together, and they are mostly for the shooters and whatnot. But they also have them for the other games too. And you know, it's a big business, man. Like you're not getting, no one's getting charged here for Major League Gaming, and it's pretty cool that like kids like you or me or you know, or any of us over here can maybe be a professional the professional cyber athlete, and perhaps make a living like that, like some of these kids do. And
we're coining phrases on this show.
Oh yeah,
professional cyber athlete.
I'm not getting behind that.
Yeah, and as far as like people getting stabbed at a thing, I mean, that happens in sports, man. Last year, the opening game of the Dodgers and the Giants, some guy got beat to death in a parking lot. Mm. Yo, when competition comes, shit gets fucking fierce, man. That's all it is. It's competition.
You don't think it was two people who met on the internet who just happened to pick the Dodgers parking lot as a arena for battle?
They were actually playing MLB 2K. Right. They were like, "You meet me at Dodger Stadium,
gaming,
and I'm gonna stab you."
Gaming doesn't cause violence, just because there's some separate incidents, like you said before, I'm not going to play that Major League Gaming. I think Major League Gaming in a whole is good for all the games because it promotes them on a big stage as far as like competition. And you know, I do enjoy seeing, you know, who wins these things sometimes. And if you get invited to a clan, it's pretty cool, man. Like, my clan's top ranked in the world or whatever. It's a pretty cool thing. And I hope they do continue this and maybe even get to a bigger platform.
So that's it. Fucking roundabout way of saying I'm never getting laid. Right?
I mean,
right?
No.
None of this has anything to do with you ever getting laid, Bonerman. It'll happen, brother.
No.
It'll happen.
No, man.
Sure.
No.
Dude, I've been waiting, bro.
MLG guys get mad puss.
Quick rebuttal, though. You did successfully defend multiplayer gaming. You did not defend whether Major League Gaming is good for the industry.
I said they make my money. The kids make money.
Okay.
I don't think kids should get money, ever. They should never have money.
No.
That should come from the parents.
So, what say you, Judge?
I don't know. Bonerman, you see anything they missed?
Can they both lose?
No.
Now then Berg wins.
Somebody's got to win.
I got to give it to Berg. Berg had, he had, first
Facts.
Of all, he overpowered Giant Shaq with big words.
Okay.
With multi.
As is my way.
I got to take points. I think it was tight. I think I got to take points off a Giant Shock with personal attacks.
Well, I mean, whatever. I'm not gonna argue.
It's a nice Gears of War shirt. It was a gift from Lou, damn.
I wasn't making fun of the Gears of War shirt.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. I don't know. I think
they should take it outside and stab each other over.
Yeah.
I think we need to settle this over some injustice.
Yeah. I think this is... I mean,
you're the judge.
Declarable.
Right.
Who cares?
I don't want Max getting upset. I think Johnny Chuck will. I'm sorry. I thought there was a lot of things you could have went with.
See,
with
I had no idea what Giant Shock was defending or attacking. At least I knew Pete was attacking the fucking...
I just see, for me, my personal belief is that MLG is bad. Just for the fact that it does further...
So you're going off
saying you're biased.
It's a debate, though. You're judging the... I don't...
I was with you. My personal belief is with you. But I think he did a better job defending something. Just for the fact that... Yeah, there are a few isolated incidents, but he was right. There's fights at basketball games and
throw down in Motown.
I touched on that my argument.
I know you did.
I did research, damn it.
I think
I didn't know you did.
I cited sources.
I know you did. I know. That's why it hurts me because I don't want to discredit you for doing that.
All right, next week I'll be like, I don't know, man. It's like gaming is like, you know, kids get money, man.
I'm getting harsh on it now.
Oh my God.
I started off.
This is what I did not want to start. This is what I did not want to. Anyway,
look,
moving
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, Max, but you're not very lyrical, yeah, and you have no leadership.
Shaking hands.
I'm gonna have to
good
throw
debate.
This out here.
Good debate.
This debate was weak. You guys, neither one of you had strong points.
I had a very strong
I'm
point.
I'm sorry.
Well, see, the reason I don't think it's good for it is because I think it just promotes kids to, you know, to be elitist. You know, be like, oh, I'm a major league.
Well,
I couldn't.
I had to stay away from that. Like.
Right, but on the other side,
video games could be just like anything else, man. Drugs, alcohol. Like if you spend way too much time doing that shit, man. Like, and you're like addicted to it. Like that is unhealthy.
And again, for the second week in a row, I think Major League Gaming is totally douchey.
Yeah,
like
it is totally douchey.
It really is.
It is totally douchey. Like,
I actually got to argue the point.
Your online character is so built up. I'm petrified.
No, right. He's not even talking about that. He's talking about like, oh, like look at my stats, bro.
No, because it's a lot of memorizing stuff. There's no heart in it. Anyway, we're gonna move on to history. Hopefully, Max does a good job on this, despite.
History of gaming.
All right, so this week we decided on a little Mortal Kombat history. Mortal Kombat has probably one of the most stupid and convoluted stories in the history of anything I've looked into, so rather than bore you with that, I just picked some trivia points.
Some random facts, I love that.
Facts that I like. So, all right, first of all, Mortal Kombat 1, released 1992, was developed by only four men, Ed Boon, John Tobias, John Vogel, and Dan Forden, and it was originally conceived as a game based on the movie Bloodsport. So I actually touched on this a little bit last week when I
said... Great movie, too, by the way.
Yeah, imagine the game.
Well, Van Damme.
Wait, the characters were actually supposed to be characters from Bloodsport?
Originally. Now, Van Damme was... We touched on this last week when we did Street
Johnny
Fighter.
Cage? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Van Damme was supposed to be the main character because it was actually literally Bloodsport. That's why if you look at the early Johnny Cage outfit, it's the Bloodsport uniform.
Right, right.
It's the exact same getup. And they were actually going to use him for the character sprite, but he had to drop out because at the time, Van Damme had a busy schedule. So
he was filming lots of high kicks.
And he actually play the game and play as Johnny Cage, that like split punch he does.
That's exactly
right out of the movie.
He was filming two different characters in that one movie where he's twins.
Well, he does the split and punches the guy in the nuts. That's right out of the movie, 100% right.
Yeah. So, that's pretty basic knowledge, I think, on Mortal Kombat. It was supposed to be him, and he ducked out. But what really grabbed people about Mortal Kombat when it finally came out was what else but fatalities.
Best part.
And you're going to like this, Ken, because you know where the idea came from?
Is it like every low IQ violent thing, you're like, you're going to like this, Ken?
No, you're going to like this. You'll know for a reason.
All right.
Because the idea came when they were originally developing and they beat the other guy. It didn't feel like enough of a... Fuck you.
A manly enough kill.
Well, I mean, with those super uppercuts, it's hard to not kill a guy.
So they put fatalities in, as this is a direct quote, to put an exclamation point and rub your opponent's face in it.
Good move.
Yeah. So that's the whole origin of fatalities, is essentially just teabagging your opponent.
If ever I was going to rub somebody's face in something, I'd like it for it to be my opponent. Like, that's the best person's face to rub into.
I really thought that was a Mortal Kombat. That was by far the most craziest thing. Like, when I first saw, like,
it was unprecedented.
Yeah.
That was the best part about it, though. Like,
violent, gory killing.
Definitely.
At the end of a fight. But it did beget some really weird shit in future games.
Babalities.
Friendship.
Let's talk about Babalities.
How did they come up with that?
Okay, Babalities actually were come up with by the sound programmer Dan Forden, the guy who made the Toasty.
Toasty!
He was going through his sound effects CDs randomly, and he found a bunch of baby crying sounds. And he thought it would be funny. So they had the developers create 12 different baby sprites. That's the only reason. It's because he found sound effects.
I always thought the Babality should all be performed the same way.
I thought so, too.
You know, like, I mean, like, it's a joke. Just circle forward. Yeah,
do you remember the other stuff, though? Friendships?
I remember the friendships.
Did they give a guy, like, a little bit of extra life?
No, no, you just did it instead of killing the guy at the end of the fight.
You, like, held
what was the thing that brought him back?
Like, make a rainbow or something like that.
No, but what was the thing that brought him back? The guy got brought back
if
a little
bit.
If
you tried to perform a fatality and ran out of time, I think they came back.
No, no, there was something where, to do something even crazier. You did like another little thing to bring him back, and he had like a speck of life left.
I don't remember.
And then you could do a friendship, I think.
I think that's how it worked. You waited out the fatality time, and when he popped back, then you could do the friendship. I think. I'm not sure.
No, friendship but was just
it was the same as the fatality.
And
a fatality.
Yeah, it's a while ago, so I'm forgetting the actual gameplay of it. But the reason that you could do a friendship was kind of a fuck you to all the people who were saying this game's too violent.
Right.
It was like, no.
I figured that out.
It's them just going, no, you could do nice things too.
Make a rainbow. Friendship.
And a flower.
You don't have to knock his head off or rip his heart out.
Yeah, there was animality.
Well, animalities is next. I have it right here.
So they might have said bestiality.
Actually.
It was Sub-Zero.
Animalities.
Turning that polar bear and humping people.
Animalities actually started off as a fan rumor because there were fake pictures circulating of how you could turn certain characters into animals for fatalities.
Okay.
The development team was aware of this, and just as a nod to the fans, they decided to make animalities in Mortal Kombat 3. They didn't do them ever again because, according to them, it was really hard to take two different sprites and 3D morph them together.
So how hard could it be?
To do the transition, because these were live actors.
But the camera booth at the mall does it with me and my wife.
It's 20, it's 20 like years later.
It's 1992 or 3.
Yeah, 92? No. Blood Code, we mentioned it earlier, how SNES didn't have any blood. Does anybody remember? Does anybody remember what the Sega blood code was?
A B A C A B B.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Abacab.
Abacab is a reference to the band Genesis.
No, I didn't know.
Who had an album called Abacab?
I wish I didn't know that.
So now you know. Whenever you're playing Mortal Kombat with the blood code,
I only know it as.
I'm so down on Mortal Kombat right now.
Actually, if I listen to this song, I'll be like, "That's the blood code."
Yeah, exactly. All right, this is what I was referencing earlier about people going nuts trying to find shit.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 2, Kano was not a playable character. He was a background sprite in Shao Kahn's level.
Right, I remember that.
The developers decided to prank the audience of the game. There was a stats page in the game. Told you how many fights you had, how many victories with such and such character. The final stat reads Kano transformations, and it always says zero. And they did this so that you would look at that page and start obsessing about how to unlock Kano and relentlessly try to figure out how to transform into him.
That's nice. So dick.
It's such a dick move.
Yeah.
Also, Mortal Kombat 2. We'll go do some character name stuff. This is stuff I found funny. In Mortal Kombat 2.
Noob Saibot, obviously.
I'm going to skip right by Noob Saibot. Everyone knows Noob Saibot.
Do you guys know Noob Saibot?
That's the guy's name backwards, right?
Boone and Tobias.
Yeah.
Right. So, but in Mortal Kombat 2, remember the bridge in the background stage where you see two characters fighting?
It was Liu Kang and someone else, right?
Everyone was wondering who those guys were. They even gave them names. Like, the fans called them Hornbuckle and Torch.
Why?
I don't know. But in actuality, they're just two Liu Kang sprites.
Yeah. Really? I knew that. I could see that when I was playing.
Mortal Kombat 3 introduced the robot characters Cyrax and Sektor. Who, up until the game's release, were named Ketchup and Mustard.
and then Reptile Relish rolled in there.
And later in the series, they introduced a character, Bo Rai Cho, who is the guy who trained...
Boracho?
Yeah, you got it. He's the drunken master fighter. And they named him Bo Rai Cho after the Spanish word for drunk. Borracho.
Oh, nice.
Cats had been hearing that all day long. Everyone kept calling him.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Everyone cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. We got our Mexican beers rolling in the studio. Yeah.
One last little fact. Later on, they introduced a story mode to Mortal Kombat called Conquest Mode.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
And terrible, right?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat Deception, I believe. So you travel to the different realms and you complete quests and beat fights, and it was really.
Beat.
Painful.
It was so ugly.
So in when you go to the Nether
Realm,
it was
like Baraka ugly.
So when you're in the Nether Realm and the Chaos Realm, they all speak different languages. It actually turns out they're not different languages or gibberish as was once thought.
Is it Mandarin?
It's actual spoken quotes being repeated backwards. So they
tricky.
But the things they say are, stem from basic. There are many realms. To things that are nodding to anybody who took the time to replay it backwards. Things like, I'm talking backwards. Spooky, isn't it? And parents of the world, there is no satanic message hidden within the backward speech of Mortal Kombat.
Nice. Nice.
So that's Mortal Kombat trivia.
Nice.
All right, cool. That was actually really cool.
I want to thank you for not
kept it brief,
not mentioning the Sub-Zero game.
Oh, no. Sub-Zero Mortal Kombat Legends?
Mm-hmm. It was awful.
Ugh.
Was it just a standalone? I look forward to that game. One too.
I forgot about that game. Yeah. That game, it wasn't even play like a Mortal Kombat game, right? It was like,
no, it was side scroller.
Side scroller, a bad side scroller.
Oh my god! Yeah. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And other games too, like Shaolin Monks, which were adventure games with Liu Kang and what's the other guy?
Johnny Cage.
Kung Lao.
No, Kung Lao.
With the hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so many characters.
Was that related to Liu Kang, right?
No, they were just both monks.
Oh, that's racist.
No, I'm pretty sure he was meant to be his grandfather or something like that. They found out later on that it
the
was like
story,
a time traveling.
Two different Asian
the
guys.
The story got terrible. Do you remember Deadly Alliance?
They were all related to Genghis Khan, I assume, right? That's a historical fact.
Deadly Alliance opens with Shang Tsung and Quan Chi killing Liu Kang, but they kept wanting to put him in the game, so you had zombie Liu Kang for like three or four games.
Zombie Liu Kang was awesome, though.
No, it was just
There's
Liu
a
Kang.
Continuous story? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Up until the most recent MK9, which rebooted the whole thing.
Which they needed to do.
Yeah, just to kind of...
That's where Radio goes
That's
back
like the new 52 of Mortal Kombat. Like,
all right, well, thanks for the history, man. I always love it. I really like the history.
It's good stuff.
I think we're going to roll into a fantasy glitch now.
Glitch!
Fantasy glitch is where we all come up with an idea for gaming or a game specifically that probably isn't going to happen, but it could happen, and we really wish it would. My fantasy glitch for this week, I'll start off, is I'd like to see a little swag for unlockables. You know, with so many games coming out with the collector's edition where gamers can score some cool shit for their favorite games, I think it would be a really nice nod to the players to see a company give a little back when somebody hit a particular difficult achievement in the game or beat it or, you know, like seriously in Gears of War, I would like to get a sticker from them or something like that. Or if the all 50 trophies I got in Infamous for PlayStation, I got the collector's edition that came with Cole's messenger bag. I'd like to get like a patch for it. You know, like
send
it
you like a gold star in the mail every achievement you hit.
No, but just like a patch for Infamous or something like that. I think it would have been cool. They give away enough free shit. They might as well do it for you know that.
Mm-hmm. They're stingy as fuck though, man. They want you to buy every sticker that you fucking.
Yeah, I know, but they can throw out a lot of promo gears. You know, I got two family members who own two different gaming stores. And they get so much free swag,
yeah.
You know. They just hand shit out,
right?
So why not do it for something that actually matters?
I'd be into it.
I mean, everyone would. I didn't think I was going to hear an aversion to it.
No, the logistics sound complicated, but it's a cool idea.
You know what? I'm a little upset though, because recently I went into my local GameStop, which I should probably just fucking disown because there are a bunch of scum over there. But, yeah, I pre-ordered my Grand Theft Auto. My buddy pre-ordered the new Battlefield.
And they didn't even tell you it was coming out on 720.
He fucking... No, the guy gives him some fucking dog tags. I'm like, oh, so do I get, like, a baseball bat or a fucking, you know, little toy hoodie or something?
Little knuckles?
Yeah, something. And he's like, nah, there's nothing for you. Yeah. I felt like a little kid, though. I was like, oh, there's nothing for me.
They should really give a little something for everything. Like, I have this lovely... ear keychain.
Oh, that thing!
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. The whole time before that game was coming out,
I would have paid $5
going,
for it.
You pre-order that Walking Dead game.
They give you the
ear necklace, and then it shows up, and it's like a dinky little keychain.
No, that's because the guy lied to me.
Oh, yeah.
Guy straight up, he's like, "You get the ear necklace from Darrow War." I was like, "Awesome! All right." So I get there, it's like, "Oh, where's my ear necklace?" The guy's like, "Oh, here's a keychain, motherfucker." Like,
those GameStop pricks.
Then he put his foot on Giant Shock's face like in Christmas Story. Push him down the slide.
Ho,
you'll
ho,
shoot your eye out, kid.
Kid, you shoot your eye out.
All right, Max, what do you got for fantasy glitch?
All right. Mine is, well, I don't know if this exists, but I would like it to. Indie games are pretty big right now.
Right.
But it takes a lot of legwork to figure out which ones are worth it and which ones aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how did you find Meat Boy when you, like, randomly?
I actually,
there's a section on it.
I don't want to be like kind of a herb, but like, I looked at GameStop and it got 9.5.
Yeah, there's a section.
Not
on
Not at GameStop, I'm sorry.
Igan.
IGN, yeah. It got a 9.5. And I was like, wow, what is this game?
Yeah. I would pay a subscription service that monthly they send you, you download maybe three or four different indie games that range, like top rated games of the month.
Like Omaha Steaks? like they send you the best games.
A little bit.
Like these are the prime cuts of exactly. PlayStation then, 3, right?
Here's exactly a good Meat Boy.
Yeah. Meat Boy, yeah. Perfect.
It's a prime cut of Meat
but like,
Boy.
One can be like the top rated game of the month. One could be like a hidden gem that you never heard of. Mm-hmm. One could be like based on your ratings.
Oh, like
recommended for you.
A subscription service that actually picks out games for you to play. So it takes
kind of like
out.
Netflix?
Yeah, but purely these indie downloadable games. Like, because we only hear like one big one every once in a while, but they're coming out with these things constantly. And I listen to a lot of video game podcasts and read a lot of video game websites, and half the time they're referencing one. I don't even know what it is. It'd be nice if it was kind of a little more accessible. So that would be mine.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, to build on that, I would like one that you subscribe to, and along what you were saying, just actually sends me the games. Hey, dude, I think
like a
you'd
wine
like
of
these.
The month type of
yeah.
club.
Yeah,
that would actually be pretty cool, though, man.
Yeah, like, that would be
like,
dope.
This is your game of the month. Here's your code. Fucking download it, play it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. All
right. So you came to the party with some chicken soup, and we threw some spice in it. That's, that's nice. Bruce, what do you got?
I'm going to go back to Modern Warfare 2. I want the fucking goddamn nuke back, man. I'm so sick of...
You know, normally, I don't like the specific ones, but yeah, I want the nuke back, too.
Right? Like, how awesome was it, like, being like, yo, I got a nuke, and then having your teammates be like, oh, please, I'm on a good kill streak.
Oh, it's done.
I'm like, oh, sorry, bud.
It was even better when the other team knew you got the nuke when it was like zero, because if you got killed first and then you got the 25, because yeah. I've gotten the nuke, they would be like, oh, maybe it was in the middle. But yeah. when you were 0 and 25, the whole team is so disheartenedly like, running around. They're like, we know he's got it.
Yeah. And, like, the best would, like, people would be like, you think he has it on? Or be like, oh, I have it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm one of those guys. I play every round with the new com, bro.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I
would like to see it back. There was a rumor in the new one that it was there, but it's not.
I know. It's whack. Yeah.
All right, John Chuck, what are you rolling with?
All right, this is never going to happen just because, I mean, companies like making money. But you know how they have the achievement system, whether you get points for that? Mm-hmm. It would be cool if maybe there was maybe less achievements or maybe, you know, whatever. But every time you got an achievement, you got gamer points for it to buy dumb shit on the stupid stores.
Redeemable achievement
yeah.
points?
I yes. love that.
I have been.
Like, you know, I mean, because then at that point, you wouldn't care about buying dumb avatars or t-shirts because it's like, oh, I'll play a game, I'll get some achievement points, and I'll...
Well, they give out some free avatar stuff every once in a while. Like, I got a Red Dead Redemption t-shirt for playing it.
What he's saying, yeah. though, is it's actually giving you a reason to go get these achievements.
It'd be a completionist thing, so it's kind of almost unlockable, you know? But you can't... It obviously, it can't be redeemed for, like, Xbox Live points. It'd be, like, two separate things.
Okay.
But, you know, you can go in the store and buy, like, you know...
Shifty avatar.
Yeah, just avatar stuff, you know, downloadable content as far as games even.
Like wallpaper and stuff like that.
I'm not talking
about,
like, the actual,
cool.
like, double like the Double Dragon Neon or, like, TMNT, like, just a game. It'd be kind of cool if, like, I buy a new game and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to complete the whole, like, 90% of the game so I can go buy another game with it. I think it'd be cool.
Okay. I mean, that would be amazing, but that's almost like a... delusional glitch at that point. They're never...
It's fantasy, never, motherfucker.
Right? Right? They're never going to do that. All right, so I think we all came up with some pretty good ones. If anyone can think of any out there, hit the Facebook up, hit the Twitters up, send me a letter.
Send him lots of letters.
Lots of letters.
He loves reading letters.
Packages.
He actually reads them to his kids. All the fan mail that you guys sent him.
I like cookies.
Sugar cookies.
Anyway... I think we're going to move into A-Squad, coming out of the closet. Hot stuff coming through.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet is a section where A-Squad digs deep in their closet and comes out with an old school game. Max, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, yesterday, as of the date of this recording, was Star Wars Day. So
May the 4th be with you.
That's right.
Right.
I got an email from GameStop about that.
Yeah. Well, so I just went back and thought about
it. You just love toting that email from GameStop in our faces.
Because they throw, like, you know what's...
You think you're better than us? Like, they type it in on their keyboard.
Bro, it's just every time I get an email from GameStop, it's memorable because I had no idea. It was just like, oh, shit, may the 4th be with you. All right.
Okay.
So they're great.
I thought back to an old Star Wars game that I liked, 95's Dark Forces, mm-hmm. which was the first person shooter based in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can talk about it.
Yeah. And they followed up with the even better Dark Forces Jedi Knight, where you could actually become a Jedi or a Sith, depending on your actions.
Okay, see, I don't play that many Star Wars games. I was thinking of Force Unleashed as soon as you said that, but...
Well, I figured that one's a little recent.
It is too recent. Yeah, I don't play
Dark Forces, 95. I was playing it on the PC.
Oh, okay.
Came out later for PlayStation, but sucked.
So that was before the latest batch of movies came out.
Oh, yeah, way before.
It was based... Were you Luke?
No, you were a guy named Kyle Katarn.
Oh.
And you were basically infiltrating this Imperial factory that was building super stormtroopers, like heavy mech armor
stuff. And you were a Jedi?
Not in the first game. In the first game, you were more like a Han Solo type.
Okay.
You just blasted your way through. You could throw, like, grenades and shit.
And then you became a Jedi?
In the second game, you become a Jedi.
Oh, wow. What if Han became a Jedi? That would...
Episode 7.
All right. So how was it?
I bet if you look back on it, you would probably laugh. This is around the time of Doom. See, this game was kind of revolutionary because you could look up and down.
Oh, man.
And you could go upstairs to a second level. That was unheard of at the time.
Is it before or after Wolfenstein 3D?
Way after Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein was like precursor to all this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is way, that was probably 90. This is 95. Cool. So this kind of broke the mold. Fun games probably don't hold up right now.
Okay. Bruce, what do you got?
I'm going to stick with the Star Wars theme, but I'm going to go to my favorite Star Wars game, which is Star Wars Battlefront.
And that game was a lot of fun.
I love Battlefront so much.
It was probably
when Darth Vader would like show up.
And yeah,
when you could call a hero. That was so good.
That was the second one.
Oh, that was
you
the
could
second.
Only yeah, Darth would just show up in some battles, specific battles, right?
Yeah, and he was hard as fuck to kill too, man. You had to hit him a million times.
Rise, I used to piss your brother off. Beating him in game con. He couldn't take it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he couldn't really figure out the rhyme or reason on what part to take.
Yeah, me and my boy Stevie Jankoff, we used to just conquer goddamn fucking galaxies every day, all day. Like
that, yeah, that game was a lot of fun.
It was heartbreaking when you like rolled into some place and you're just fighting your little Jedi ass off and you're losing and you're like, how could I be losing?
Yeah, right.
Everyone's dead.
Right. I know.
I'm just smashing X.
I know that LucasArts is dead now. But if they,
which is a shame,
Disney, however they're handling this shit going forward, can get on the ball, make a new one of those.
Oh my god! Because the second one was awesome.
I would buy that
space
opening day.
Or they never made one. For,
I gotta see a new Gladius, LucasArts.
They never made a Xbox 360, did they? A one version?
No, they were all.
No,
they were all Xbox.
Xbox and
no, they were
PlayStation.
Yes, you're right. They were original Xbox.
They never went to the new system because you know how awesome being a new system. Well, I mean, they're coming out, but like,
oh, you could have walkers.
Yeah,
oh, like, man.
God, because be
they did in the second one. They had like a little bit more
little
like,
bit.
Vehicle travel.
You had Ewoks running around.
Right.
I mean, how fun would it be if it was if they even add elements like shadows of the gods, whatever. What's that?
Shadow of the Colossus,
where you can go up the wall, the AT, the AT-ATs,
and climb the
okay.
AT-ATs.
Yeah,
like Luke does.
Yeah,
slice
yeah.
It open.
Okay. If they had like all the vehicles like that, and you had to disarm them, like kind of like mini game ish style, like,
fantasy glitch.
It would be sick.
That's my new fantasy glitch.
Cool, man.
Giant, what are you? What's
well,
coming out
I'm
going to
keep into the
besides
theme
feather
of,
boas.
I'm going to keep into the theme of Star Wars, and I'm going to go to the Atari Empire Strikes Back game.
Ooh,
and it was just terrible.
Ooh.
It was
was awful.
There was no levels, or if there was, I didn't notice it. It was just your the little the snow walker, the tauntaun. No, not the Tauntaun. It was the flyer.
The speeder.
The speeder. Yeah. You're snow speeder, and you're just fighting a row of the walkers.
AT-AT walkers.
AT-AT walkers. And you shoot them, and eventually they turn red, and they die. And the whole game was that.
Sounds excellent.
It was, there was no boards, or like you didn't know if you were winning. Eventually, it was really hard because the walker was the whole middle of the screen, and it was just an endless, like, you know, cut and paste of walker.
Oh yeah,
walker,
you could rope their feet, right?
You couldn't
do
shit like
couldn't
that.
You
no,
rope
you just shot a little blip.
Atari.
Like, bloop, 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 bloop.
This
like,
was Atari.
Atari. Yeah.
It had no capabilities.
Yeah, you could rope
one button and a joystick, dude.
Yeah,
it was,
Battlefront.
Yeah.
And you hit them enough, theirs would turn red, and then eventually they die. And it just it literally took maybe an afternoon to make. They did not care at all, and. It's just like, yo, the movie's popular. We need a game real quick. Like, how quick? This afternoon.
Those cartridges.
Like, all right, I'm taking a long lunch. But I'll get on it.
Those cartridges are buried next to the E.T.
Wars. It was just so
they
bad.
They actually dug up the E.T. games and dumped those.
And dumped the Star Wars.
To make room.
But, yo, you know what's really funny? I do have fond memories of being really young, like, let's say, 6. And I'm like, Empire Strikes Back! I'm fighting the AT-ATs! Yeah!
Do you remember a game called Rebel Assault?
So yeah.
It was a rail shooter.
Yes.
And it had the most limited animation. It would
the trench.
Like static that. Faces of characters.
Oh, my God,
with
yeah.
just the mouths moving for the dialogue.
Was it all trench? Like, you're in the trench?
No,
it
was a
trench
that was how it ended.
Yeah.
Like, there was no Luke Skywalker. You were this new guy. But I thought that was the most advanced game I had ever seen. I was like, they're never going to top this.
No,
it
never.
It had full motion video from the movie, but the pixels were like Darth Vader was made of 4 pixels because it was such bad quality.
I remember that they showed the scene where the 2 TIE fighters are chasing the Millennium Falcon out of the Death Star. Yeah. And you're like, and Han's talking, you're like, oh my God, that's the movie! It's literally the movie! And you're really just watching a CD-ROM. It's like
to reiterate, out of the Star Wars games, Max?
Dark Forces.
Good.
Very good.
Battlefront.
Good.
Even better.
Atari Empire Strikes Back.
Terrible.
No. Terrible.
Terrible.
I didn't know we were doing our Star Wars thing.
I didn't either. I didn't know either until about...
Off the cuff, you should throw a Star Wars game out just to keep in line.
I didn't play any.
Ever?
Nah.
What about Jedi Academy?
Oh, no. Wait, I mean, I played the Battlefront games and I played... I did. I played Forces Unleashed and stuff, but these are all recent things. My game has to do with the future. It was...
is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
This one has to do with the past also. It's Hologram Time Traveler.
Never even heard of it, bro.
You come up with the most obscure
Hologram
games.
Time... Is it a Japanese game?
No,
Hologram... It's very literal. Like.
Hologram Time Traveler was an arcade game. It was the first and only game. I don't know why they stopped doing it. Where a player sat in front of a platform and the whole arcade was a hologram in front of you, a la George Jetson's.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It was. I actually have the Wikipedia page pulled up because I didn't want to have to try and explain this convoluted thing.
What's it called? Hologram Time Traveler?
Hologram Time Traveler. Or it was originally only called Time Traveler, but we all called it Hologram Time Traveler for obvious reasons.
Make it sound a lot less Japanese when you can take out the hologram part. It's like Time Traveler. All right.
Yeah,
the American name is like Hologram, but in Japanese it's you know, Time Shooter Hologram Fun Game.
Right. It came out in 1991. It was produced by Sega, and it was by the designer of Dragon's Lair, Rick Dyer.
The same gameplay?
It had the same general gameplay where you had to click left, click right.
Terrible game.
Although, I remember there was one big difference. The player, when they put their quarter in, they got 3 reverse time tokens, where if you died within 5 seconds, you could slam that button and it reversed it.
How many lives they get?
3.
I'm looking at
3 per quarter.
I'm looking at screenshots here. Are you a cowboy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The game's premise, off their Wikipedia page, by the way,
look at these awesome graphics,
is that an American Old West cowboy, Marshall Graham, is required to save the universe from scientists turned evil time lord, Lord Volcor.
I just see a picture of
they look like Play-Doh characters.
It
looks like
it was live action.
I just pulled up a picture. It's just the cowboy being stabbed to death violently by an Indian.
Oh, dude, it gets much worse. The Lord Volcor found his way to manipulate and distort time itself and to also rescue Princess Kyla from the Galactic Federation, whom Volcor is holding. It sounds a lot like Scientology.
From the makers of Mono's Hands of Fate.
it was crazy.
From the mind of L. Ron Hubbard.
Well, and basically the player needed to pursue the villain across the time, and you zap into a certain time, whether it be medieval or Indians or the future, and you would press just like Dragon's Lair, left or right or jump or whatever, and you get that one reverse time, which made your quarter a little bit more worth it. And it was just so cool. I mean, like, you couldn't get over the fact that you sat there. It was like a regular table. You press the button, all the images just shoot up. It looks crystal clear. It was really fucking cool. They came out with it on Laserdisc later. Of course, the game
fucking Laserdisc.
The game was awful, but like, so when there wasn't any hologram, it was like, it sucked.
Yeah, I could see if I was a kid and this had the hologram function, it would be.
Oh,
really...
you'd sit there waving your hands to the characters, and they're just there. It's just cool. It was just really cool time. Me and my brother used to play it all the time.
And I'll just say Arcade and Dewey.
The screenshots do not do any justice here. They're pretty.
We're talking about what 20 something years ago.
Oh yeah,
it's got to be off the Laserdisc too.
And the game is actually world famous because a lot of the actors played numerous roles. Like someone would be an Indian, and then the same actor would
looks
be a
like
spaceman.
A CT scan,
which is
like
great.
Cheech Marin and Dustin Dunn.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't pay the actors a lot of money. There was like over 100 characters and only 40 actors. So there would be like someone would have a quick wardrobe change, and then they'd be the queen. It was cool though. It was just a cool thing. I thought about it. It's a cool concept.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially at the time, the guy
Rick Dyer really thought that that's the way arcades are going to go. Which obviously, when I first saw it in the arcade, I was like, wow, all arcade games are going to be like this.
I can't believe they're not though.
Not even one more.
Yeah. Well, consoles kill your kids, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
It looks like, though, if you're interested in playing as a cowboy while you save a cheerleader from a wizard, this is your game.
I hate wizards.
I know.
And you can kill them as a cowboy.
Oh, I like cowboys. I hate wizards. This game sounds good.
This game's for you. All right, so that about wraps it up. I'd like to thank everyone listening to Painted Black Podcast, by the way.
No, seriously. Go listen to Painted Black Podcast.
You do it now.
Right. Hit us up on Twitter, ask us any question you want, we'll bring up anything you want. At this point, I'll actually contact people personally.
Do you have an A Squad Twitter?
Yeah, we got an A Squad Twitter.
Well, throw it out there, man.
A Squad Twitter.
No.
Right?
It's at A Squad.
At A Squad.
At A Squad.
Gotta let the people know.
I don't know. Giant Chalk is the one who made it.
You're doing real good with that tweeting, huh?
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I have it on my phone, I just don't. Anyway, the Facebook is A Squad.
Facebook I love, by the way.
Yeah, I
you put up some good stuff on there.
If you just want to see some jokes about some games, I just throw up a lot of memes up there and whatnot.
It's funny stuff.
Yeah, it's very rarely does it even have to do with what we talked about on the show. But all right, so until next week.
Go and fuck off.
Keep doing
stuff and doing it well.
Close the door behind you.
Again?